Cold Justice, Ella Marconi, Book 3. Written by Catherine Howell and read by Caroline Lee. There's not much to it, Station Officer Ken Butterworth said. Plant room, muster room, lounge through there, little kitchen off the side. Locker room and bathrooms along this way, and here's your locker key. Paramedic Georgie Riley folded her sweaty palm around it. Thanks. So, welcome to the rocks. Butterworth glanced at his watch. I don't know where she is. You don't have to stay, Georgie said. If a case comes in, I'll go out with you. I'll find my way around. But what sort of a start to a first day is that? She smiled. How was your night? 18 jobs, including a SIDS, a cardiac arrest on a bus, and a nightclub brawl with 5 stabbed. He covered a yawn. Go home, she said. Really, I'll be fine. It's no problem. He checked his watch again. I'm sure she won't be long. And in the meantime, there's no way you're going to leave me alone. Georgie looked at the board where the keys hung. Which one will we be in? 33, Butterworth said. She took the keys down. May as well begin checking. Sure, sure, he said. That's good. The traffic coming off the harbour bridge overhead filled the plant room with a continuous hum. Georgie unlocked the ambulance and shoved her bag between the front seats, then opened the side door into the back and climbed up. Through the tinted window, she saw Butterworth frowning in the muster room doorway. Matt would tell her he was frowning because her partner was late and that she was paranoid to be thinking what she was thinking, and would then remind her about the discussion they'd had about being reasonable. But Matt hadn't been bullied and shafted and betrayed. She flopped into the seat beside the stretcher and yanked open one of the drug drawers. Cannulas lay rubber-banded together in size groupings, and syringes in their sealed plastic packets were jammed into 2 narrow compartments. She tidied the stack of alcohol swabs, straightened the boxes of adrenaline and dextrose and atropine, and checked the expiry dates of the 6 ampoules of local anaesthetic lined up against the side. She was neither surprised nor startled when Butterworth popped his head through the door. Is it the same layout as you had? He asked. The ambulance service was one big network of who you'd trained with, who you'd worked with, who you knew. Butterworth looked a similar age to her Wolford boss, Ross Oakes. You've never been out there? Georgie replied. I have. He scratched at a boot scuff low down on the wall, but I've never looked closely in the drug drawers. Pass me an alky wipe? She handed over a swab and watched him scrub at the black mark. She should ask him if he knew Ross. It was an innocent question, and as they were talking about the region, it would be a natural one as well. She cleared her throat, but just then there was a flash of movement beyond the windscreen and the driver's door was yanked open. Sorry, Ken, a woman said. Bloody trains! A work bag sailed in and landed on Georgie's. Georgie took a deep breath. If she's a mate of Ross's, I'll never pass this assessment.